Allison, your company, you've got some auctions coming up with some ethanol and biodiesel plants in particular. First, tell us a little bit about your company. What do you guys do exactly?
Moss Companies does auctions and orderly negotiated sales, and we sell specialized equipment, anything that's a commercial or industrial asset, whether it be ethanol, distillery, biodiesel, hotels, warehouse space, anything that's a specialized asset, commercial or industrial. Our niche market is in areas within 100 miles of a larger metropolitan area.
Is this something new for you guys to sell some ethanol and biodiesel plant equipment?
Absolutely not. We have done over 70 sales of ethanol, biodiesel, and distillery since the 80s. And it has a tendency to go in cycles depending on how the industry is doing based on transportation costs and commodity prices and subsidies from the different states.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the two sales that you have coming up. You have an ethanol plant, or at least some equipment for an ethanol plant coming up at the end of October.
Right, Ultra Nebraska LLC in Nebraska, and that is a $220 million facility, 110 million gallon a year is their goal production. It is 50% erected, 90% complete, with equipment literally still on pallets on the ground. They were not able to refinance and get additional financing, which caused a cascading effect, which ultimately led to a Chapter 11 filing in August of this year, and the auction is a result of that Chapter 11 filing.
So this is basically brand new out-of-the-box equipment, just waiting
this
for someone to need it.
Absolutely, it's brand new out-of-the-box equipment. It's current equipment, and like I said, there are literally acres of equipment, brand new, still on pallets, shrink-wrapped, waiting to be installed. So this is a phenomenal opportunity for either entity to come in and purchase the equipment and keep it on site and finish the construction process and bring the plant to fruition that way, or it's also a great opportunity for somebody to buy new equipment at a fraction of the new cost and then transport it to their location and have it installed at that end location.
Sure, that makes sense. I mean, you might be an ethanol plant owner in South Dakota. You're looking to expand your operation, and you could possibly pick up some equipment there. You don't have to buy the whole plant lock, stock, and barrel.
That is correct. There was a deadline on Tuesday of this week, October 13th, and that was the deadline to purchase the facility as an entirety, as one lot. Now, since we're moving forward to auction, the real estate will be offered as one tract. You have the option of buying all the real estate, and then there's 900 lots of equipment, and those will be offered by line or piecemeal. Essentially, we'll go through the catalog in order. They may potentially group several lots together if it makes sense for the operation of that piece of equipment or that line, and that will be made closer to the day of the sale. Then if you buy the equipment, then you are responsible not only to purchase the equipment, but you'll be responsible for the removal and transportation cost of that piece that you purchased as well.
Now, for folks who might live on the East Coast looking to get into the biofuels business, you also have another auction coming up in November in New Jersey. Tell us a little bit about that one.
New Jersey is equipment owned by RPL Holdings, and they had used it for a business expansion that never materialized as they anticipated it would. They paid $15.2 million for this equipment. It, too, is brand new, never installed. It is crated in a warehouse just outside of Newark, New Jersey, and that's ready to go to be shipped overseas or domestically. It's all crated and easily transportable. That equipment, it's 60 million gallons a year capacity. There are six 10-million-gallon-a-year trains, and you will be able to buy them either by the train or as an entirety.
Sure, that makes sense. Well, tell us a little bit. You said that you guys have done this in the past, and it kind of goes in cycles. Is there anything, I guess, driving, you know, sales at this time? I mean, is this a good opportunity for someone wanting to get into the ethanol or biodiesel business?
I think for people that have the knowledge and the expertise and the financing behind them, it's a phenomenal opportunity because you would be able to pick up these plants at a fraction of what has been put into them, and your debt load is going to be significantly lower, and therefore you would be able to weather the storm of commodity and gas prices increasing to make it more profitable and be able to survive the ups and the downs in the industry.
What kind of turnout are you expecting for these sales? What would you consider successful, number of folks showing up?
Oh, that is an interesting question. We don't have a magic number. We could have, 500 people and have an okay auction, or we could have, you know, 50 people and have a phenomenal auction. It's just going to depend on who's actually participating. They have the option of purchasing an Ultra or the New Jersey sale. They can purchase online over the internet, or they can purchase in person.
If someone is interested in this, where can they get some more information about the equipment available and the dates and times of the auctions?
They can either call our office or they can check our website. Each project has a dedicated web page, and on there you'd be able to download the brochure describing the equipment and the equipment catalog, which has been written up by equipment specialists. It's quite detailed, and then there's also photos of each and every lot online that they could do their research electronically to start with.
And, of course, that website is
www.mosscompanies.com.
And Moss is with two A's.
Two A's. It's MaasCompanies.com.
Perfect. Allison, some great information. Sounds like some interesting auctions that you've got coming up. Anything else you'd like our audience to know about these upcoming sales? Maybe any preparatory information they might need if they're looking to do this?
The one thing we would suggest is just reviewing the terms and conditions of the sale. They're a little bit lengthy to go into right now, but there are specific terms and conditions for each of these as far as removal deadlines and how quickly they'll need to pay and sales tax exemption, what they would need for documentation. And as far as payment goes, everyone will take cash, a wire, or a check with a letter of credit. There's a sample letter of credit on our website for people to provide their bank to make sure they comply with the standards we're looking for.
Allison Guyton with Moss Companies. Allison, thanks for joining us on the line today.
Thanks, John.